Hey, everybody, and welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And across from me, just directly across from me, in our recording studio slash our daughter's bedroom slash the back room of our home that are the owner of this property very jankily built on a year before we moved in here is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
A year?
I have no idea the timeline. None of that matters. Nothing matters. Life's a death sentence. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the podcast. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, happy holidays to you.
Exactly.
We are here. Thank you for tuning in to our little podcast that could. We are so glad to hear from you. If I sound a little froggy, I am. I lost my voice this last weekend. Just a good old fashioned, I talked too much. Thus, it's Wednesday, and this podcast is coming out because, you know, as I hear myself in my ears right now, I sound maybe a little...
Your headphones?
Closer to normal, maybe a little on the sultry side. At least it's kind of interesting to listen to. Yesterday was...
It's a rich, full voice.
Yeah, it was... Exactly. Yesterday, it might be an improvement over my normal voice, let's be honest. Yesterday, awful, could barely talk.
Yeah.
And was coughing up, you know, just the stuff that's in there when you lose your voice. There's nothing there. And like I said, a good old fashioned. I spent over 3 hours blabbing on stage over a pretty short period of time. Plus, I did a podcast in there. I don't think I told you I did a podcast. And and it was just, you know, promos and videos and then talking to Taylor on drives and stuff. Just lost my voice. It went away. And now it's on its return.
And you've been pounding the tea.
I've been pounding this tea right here, which, you know, I didn't, you know, the hardest day for me psychologically was the travel day on what day?
Friday.
Monday. No, yesterday. Monday when I got home, because it was a very early travel day, but my voice, the worst thing about having a sore throat is not being able to drink coffee.
It doesn't feel good. You can't enjoy the coffee.
It doesn't taste good. Doesn't feel good. And you know it's actually making it worse.
Right.
And and having to wake up in the morning and choose tea, you know, is just hard. It's really hard.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. It really is a really tough thing to go through psychologically, emotionally. Just with everything else going on in the world today, to have to...
Plus tea. Ugh.
You know,
I can only drink tea with like lemon juice and honey in it. Otherwise, it just tastes...
Well, it's not even tea at that point. You're just drinking citrus and honey, which is good.
Yeah, that's what I'm drinking, plus a tea bag.
You don't even need the tea in that scenario. If you just put that in water, that would be delightful.
Yeah.
Honey and...
Lemon juice.
So good.
It's good.
We went to landed.
What's Austin?
What's the coffee shop?
Parakeet.
Yeah. There's a couple of them in San Diego.
Pop up.
Were they in LA too? Did you see one in LA?
I don't know.
Every once in a while.
That's a good question.
Go ahead.
You took me to was in La Jolla before you and Taylor performed at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. And I was like, I love this place. And we got iced oat milk lattes. And then I met a babysitter at the one on Coronado because Coronado used to have no good coffee.
Hit me that Coronado, as Steven is.
Coronado.
Yeah. There's multiple syllables in that. Before you finish that thought. So I don't even know how I saw it. I looked at I was like looking at like San Diego activities.
Yeah.
For Christmas. And they have like, it's just called like Christmas at the Dell. So if you're not familiar, Coronado is an island, like just, it is San Diego. There's a bridge that connects us, but it's its own thing. And they have a very famous hotel out there that we've driven by. I've never been in
it. Yeah, all the Hollywood stars used to vacation there.
Some Like It Hot was made, right, with Marilyn Monroe. So it's very iconic.
We should walk in it sometime. You're kind of allowed to.
Yeah. And so we they do like a, it's literally, I was like, what is it? And it's just food and drinks and lights and decorations, and it's like $400 a person.
Oh my gosh. You can pretend to be rich for one night.
It's exactly it. You get to just pretend or actually be rich, you know?
Sure,
and,
yeah.
And I was thinking, because I thought, well,
this sounds like the Titanic.
It sounds exactly like the Titanic.
You can come up to the top floor only, for one night.
Only it's your soul that hits an iceberg and crashes. So anyways, Parakeet, you went to it.
And, so when are we going? No, I'm kidding.
I'm not opposed to it.
Parakeet, yeah. So Coronado got a big upgrade because they just used to have Panera.
Right.
Which no offense to Panera.
You better put some respect on Panera's name when you say that. But so we went there and it's great.
And so they have it in Little Italy now.
Yeah, which is right by the airport. So we go there and I had to order tea. And you know what?
Ginger worth it. Tea.
I wish I would have rather had been on the Titanic.
Ginger tea.
Not even a woman or children on the Titanic. I'd have rather been with you. I would be, if when it comes to coffee, I'm the orchestra that wants to go down with the ship.
I don't think they really played. I don't think that. I think that was an artistic license.
It's funny to think about if they did play when they stopped, because they're like, I mean, it is, I mean, if you did keep playing as it went down, I mean, that's pretty cool. It's a great story. What a way to die. But like when the water, if you got like a little water on your ankles, did they keep playing? And they're like, no, you have to keep going until a wave knocks you over. And at what point was like the cello player like, this was a mistake. We're staff. We could have gotten on a boat probably.
Yeah.
We
got to go find a piece of driftwood.
Yeah. Someone convert this cello into a boat for me. Anyways, more death than I expected here, but I get pretty down when I don't feel 100%.
I'm gonna postpone the podcast for a day.
It's my vocal cords just feel really strained, and it just
maybe you should start therapy for your vocal cords. No, they have a word for it. Because Annie Downs has been on
Annie F and Downs.
It's called like voice restraint or something, like where you're not allowed to talk.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that?
That sounds...
I don't know why I remember that. She must have...
Did she say it on our pod?
Podcast about it.
If there's one thing that we know, it's I have a terrible memory.
Yes.
And this... I can't remember anything, so...
No, there was... somewhere online, she was like, vocal rest.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Which is just a... a big way of saying not talking.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're on vocal rest.
I'm on vocal rest as I do this podcast. But we're not here to talk about that today, guys. We're here to talk about a couple things. One, we have three holiday horror story emails that we're going to start with. We're going to hit those.
Okay.
And then Mel has a holiday article to share. So I'm hoping that these stories take up the majority of the podcast.
You know what? It's not an article. It's it's some tips.
Ooh.
Okay?
Tips that were in an article? Or
there's... this social media guru.
Oh, gosh.
No. They're good, though.
Okay.
They're good.
What's it called again when we have a Mel's article episode? Steven called it like an MAE, Mel article episode or something. I forget what it was called.
I know.
But anyways, that being said.
I'm sorry, I'm the content director over here.
That being said, real quick, for those of you that came to the show in Oklahoma City, thank you.
Yeah.
Really fun show. I mean, I texted you right after because I couldn't talk. That's when I was really losing my voice and I felt it on stage. And I was like, this is one of the most fun shows I've ever had.
Love it.
Amazing crowd, great club, OKC, really fun city. Thank you for coming out. It means a lot to me, and really, really appreciate you guys. That's like a, you know, it was a nice, foolish crowd, and it's fun to have fans. And, you know, moving tickets is not easy. And that you guys are all starting to buy tickets to my shows means a lot to me.
Absolutely.
I'm getting a little sentimental right now because, you know, I'm not 100%.
And so you told me.
What did I tell you?
In a few words, you told me that when you brought up the dad bod, people cheered.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like you started the premise of the dad bod
joke. I told him I do this. I have this shirt based on this old joke that I have. And the people knew it. It happened in Indy, too. That happened in, to, you know, folks that have been rocking with us for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun. I've been the OG supporter of artists before, like Brandi Carlile. Mm-hmm. You know, people who you adopted pretty early on, and then they get big. And I'm not saying I'm going to go win Grammys and stuff, but I'm saying it is fun.
Hang out with Joni Mitchell.
It is, and I'm on the other side of this, which is like we're picking up some momentum, and I'm very grateful. Yeah. And those of you who've been with us from the start, like you're like, you guys are the real ones.
Absolutely.
So that being said, a couple shows to promote. 12/12, that's this coming Sunday here in San Diego at the Laugh Factory. And Cleveland at Hilarities on January 20th. Doing a show at the Round Barn Theater in Napanee, Indiana on February 5th. Then I'm going back to Indiana at a brand new Summit Comedy Club at Fort Wayne, Indiana on the March 31st through April 3rd. And then the Old Church, which is a cool like theater-like venue in Portland on June 16th. That's all I got on sale right now, guys.
Sweet.
So I'm sure there's always some things moving and shaking,
Stirring.
But I'm out touring a lot with Taylor right now, which limits my headlining opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine with me for a little bit, you know. I'll just
keep writing,
keep making online content for you guys, keep doing this stupid podcast. No, I'm kidding. I love it so much. I am all over the place today.
You are.
Okay, mm-hmm. That being said.
The tea is really hitting
you. Oh, man, I'm crazed tea right now. Well, that didn't even work. Let's hit some holiday horror stories. We asked you, the backseaters, to submit some HHSs, some holiday horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
Things gone wrong in and around the holiday season.
Yes.
For the month of December that we're going to be reading. And if you want to submit them, you can shoot us an email. Don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And I've got three for you right now.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
Very ready.
This first one right here is from Abigail with the subject HHS. HHS, I keep...
Holiday horror stories.
I read it as Helix High School when I see it, you know, but holiday HHS. Here we go.
Go Highlanders.
Subject, HHS. Mel and Dustin, I literally paused the Halloween Hangover episode to send you this story. It doesn't fall into any of your categories of crime or fights.
Or ER.
But this story will go down as one of the most awful moments at Thanksgiving. And to this day, no one has owned up to it. Oh, man. I don't read these in advance, by the
way. That's a good lead off.
Yeah. Pre-COVID, my whole extended family met every year at my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving. They have a large finished basement with a kitchen and everything, so it is perfect for the 50-ish people that come every year. That's a big group.
Yeah.
After lunch, we all squeeze into a circle and play a big game of Kingdom. It's a large group where everyone's is guessing people's alter egos. I'm sure you played something like it in youth group. I did not play that game.
I think you said ego, alter ego.
What did I say?
Sound like eagles.
Oh yeah, alter egos.
Alter ego. Okay.
Egos.
Great.
Actually, egos. You have alternating toaster waffles. Egos. Or do you think it's egos?
I think it's egos.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's eagles?
Alter eagles.
Mm.
I like that.
They're playing Kingdom. It's a large group where everyone is guessing people's alter egos.
I know
egos.
This game.
Okay,
yeah.
What is it?
Because you're like, I'm rich. I'm famous.
Oh, do they
I
like,
was on Broadway.
Do they like hand you... Oh, so you're like a celebrity person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
like
yeah.
a person in history.
Or like a mystery. It's like a mystery murder dinner type thing where you're playing a thing.
Yeah, like so you can ask questions. Like,
right. And you
well,
got to figure out who
they
are.
Were you around for the Liberty Bell?
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Gotcha.
You know, history stuff.
Yeah. You're a real buff. Real history buff.
stop.
What historic landmark did we see when we were in Philadelphia?
Well, I just told you.
Can you say it again? Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me one fact about the Liberty Bell.
No.
What was the name of the big bridge? Do you remember that?
Big Bend.
You just merged like seven things together. It's the Benjamin Franklin Bridge, and it connects it to Jersey, remember? The Big Bend?
No, I didn't know what bridge you meant.
The one that the iconic bridge in Philadelphia that you sit under. Remember we sat under?
Well, I remember that's New Jersey across the water.
One year, our game was well underway, and suddenly two of my cousins started gagging and screaming. Oh my gosh. My cousin Kelly screamed, "Who did that?" The rest of us looked at them confused, but one by one, the smell hit us and we all understood. Someone farted, and when I tell you it was the most horrific thing I have ever smelt in my life, I'm not exaggerating. It literally filled the whole basement and we were all gagging. Fans were turned on and candles were lit, but the memory lingers. And still no one has owned up to it.
You can't.
I'm hoping we can all get together soon so I can look at each one of them in the eye and ask, "Was it you?" We love the podcast and your special, Dustin. Hope to see you live soon. Abby. That's a very funny story. That's
50 people in a basement.
50 people in a basement, and one person rips one, and it clears the basement?
They need masks on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kingdom with masks is less exciting. Hey, could you lower your mask and tell me?
Oh, gosh.
I do.
Every exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your phone number?
Oh,
no. The receptionist.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm ordering on planes and it's already noisy and you're wearing a mask and like they're asking
you
for your drink.
You want the cookie or
you feel a lot.
The pretzels.
Well, Southwest just does the numbers thing. They show you a picture and then you give them the number if you want. Yeah.
That's nice.
It is smart. Southwest is very smart. And then, but it does, you do feel a little bit like when you're talking through the mask, a little bit like the principal in Charlie Brown.
Wow.
It's very, very.
Yeah. Or they just have you point, you know, like, it's not fair.
Yeah.
Those poor folks working in the sky.
You get like a button situation you can have, like a beep.
Red or green.
Yeah, that would be, you know.
Oh, they do that in wrestling. In wrestling, they've got the
our little wrestler.
The red wristband. And
You never wanted it to happen. I've been waiting for it for a long time, but Joel got into wrestling.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because wrestling favors him well, because he's not a great teammate.
No.
Because he's very in
so
his own
hard
head.
On himself.
He's so hard on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And wrestling is just you and another wrestler in a singlet.
That's your that weighs the same amount as you.
That hopefully weighs the same amount of you and didn't cut like 10 pounds to get down to that weight that day, which is an unfortunate part of wrestling culture.
Yeah.
But he had his first tournament this last weekend.
Uh-huh.
He medaled. He got second.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was crazy. It was crazy. I got super into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, he didn't play much in football this year because he's under 100 pounds playing high school football. You know, it's not just a short thing. It's a small thing.
Yeah.
And he's very good. He's very fast and he has good footwork. And when he got in, he had some catches and he played and stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of disadvantages to being small. But
we have a lot of talent.
Yeah. There's a lot of, it's a great program. There's a lot of, there's a couple sports that do not care about your size, and baseball is one of them, and wrestling is one of them.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's really great. It's fun. I'm happy for him because you're like, oh, yeah, I wonder if he'll get into wrestling. And I think I told you, I was like, you know what will help you get into something? Winning.
Yeah. Standing on a podium with a medal.
Because if I remember, you didn't make the volleyball team or missed tryouts or something.
Yeah,
and
I
then
missed tryouts.
And then went out for cross country and then ended up running in college.
Yeah.
Because you know what'll make you into something? Being good at it.
Yeah. Natural talent.
Natural talent. Mm-hmm. That being said, you would have, I'm sure you'd have been a great volleyball player if you'd have made it, you know?
Are you making fun of me?
No. Oh. No, I'm not making fun of you.
I would have been fine.
Would have loved to see you in those shorts at that age.
They didn't really wear those back then.
Yeah, there's like a whole, it's a change now.
Yeah. The booty shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
A lot of my life right now that I didn't see coming that I do about maybe twice a month, I tell Gloria to roll her shorts down. That's fun.
Yeah.
What a fun time.
Well,
being a parent is the best.
The way her, the girl's clothes, the next size up is too big.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's too big of a jump. So she really has to jump to women's,
mm-hmm.
but it's really hard to buy shorts for women in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in between.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Most, and in most places in the world, it's not even a concern. They're like, yeah, why would I need those?
No, I took all her shorts out of her drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you don't have any shorts.
Mm-hmm. And then you tried them on.
And then it got warm again.
Mm-hmm.
So she like needed them for like Universal Studios and stuff. And right. I was like, fine, just this is your last wear.
Yeah. And she could wear like the most scandalous outfit in the world and it would still be more appropriate than a wrestling singlet.
Hands down. Yes. But you know, all those guys in that gym just like embraced it.
Yeah.
Like they wear hoodies and they got their headphones on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like,
you could be a wrestling mom. I just need to teach you some of the terms. Like Joel was getting pinned and you were going, keep going, Joel. Keep going,
Joel. Oh, yeah, because I sent you all the videos.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I mean, that's not the thing to say there.
Well, he said he heard me yelling.
It's great. It's great.
So I felt like I had to say something.
Listen, I can't critique you. I wasn't there.
I did yell, finish him. Did you see that?
I did hear that.
Did
you hear that? I did hear that one.
That was the last. So he had four matches mm-hmm. with three rounds. And by the fourth match, yeah, I was yelling, finish him.
Finish
him. So it came a long way in my day at the wrestling meet.
It's fun. Yeah.
And but I like subcultures.
Yeah,
I like
yeah, yeah.
when people.
You like communities.
Yeah. And like that people are passionate about their things.
You like passion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I got in there. I was like super loud. Claire was really overwhelmed. All the whistles. It was packed. It was hot. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody moves. Like if you need to sit next to like your kid on the bleachers, they're not going to move.
Right, right.
It's the same with like the boat community. Like they will just pick up a canoe and like you better move.
Right.
Or you're going to get whacked
right,
by a boat.
Right, right, right.
Like get out of their way. They got a boat in their arms. And so it's the same thing. No wrestlers. Like they're just all packed on this bleacher.
Yeah, wrestling like, tournaments
they're
are
sitting in the aisles.
An all-day affair. You're there forever, and you're just kind of watching some stuff, and you get bored, and we would listen to music because we didn't have phones back then, you know?
Yeah, music was our, like, one thing we had.
Yeah.
And it was, like, CD players.
CD you're players, like, yeah.
Oh, this is my hype song.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was great. It was great to have it. But now, mm-hmm. if I'm just listening to music, like, if I only have music, I'm like, I'm not taking in enough right now. I'm not fully stimulated. Give me more. You know?
Yeah.
And since our kid has a phone. I didn't even plan on that one. It does
make me
it does make me thankful that I know that my kids are protected on their devices because of Bark Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
When my son is at a wrestling tournament all day with his phone, I can't monitor all that.
You know what? You would be proud he wasn't really on his phone.
Yeah.
Because I was texting him like, are you up soon? And he wasn't replying.
For Bark Technologies' sake, he was on his phone a lot. And we knew that he was safe. That's not true. And we knew that he was safe because of Bark. But yeah, they don't care if it's on the phone. But the point being, folks, you know, your kids want devices.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
And you bought them.
You want to give them a device. You do. You want them to, you want to make them happy to some extent. You want them to enjoy it. You want them to fit in.
Our child does biweekly COVID tests on his phone for his high school.
Yes.
Through QR codes.
Exactly.
Sometimes they just need a phone.
Absolutely. And, you know, we held out for a long time, but we would have never gotten him a phone if we didn't have Bark Technologies, which is a parental control phone monitoring app to help keep kids safe online. And whatever device your kid is on, Bark is there to help protect as many children as possible online. It monitors your kids' texts, emails, YouTubes, apps, social media platforms for things like cyberbullying, adult content, sexual predators, profanity, threats of violence, etc. You get text and email alerts when something potentially problematic occurs. Mm-hmm. You're not seeing everything. You're just seeing the things that you might need to know, you know.
They give you talking tips to talk to your kids about.
Yeah, timers, all kinds of stuff.
Pressure.
Yeah, let you know.
Bullying.
Hey, this might mean this, FYI, yeah. You mm-hmm. know.
This emoji, this slang word.
Exactly. And for you backseaters, you get a free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me when you go sign up at Bark. Don't Make Me, that's all one word, no apostrophe. That's how they say it in Boston. I'm getting ready to go to Boston.
Nice.
No apostrophe, Don't Make Me. Free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription.
Bark Technology, keeping kids safe online.
Added that last part.
That was nice.
It's not as good as your Edoms. It's a thing
in our house.
We've got a thing now where Mel will leave a thing on the table. It's lunch leftovers, snacks, something like that.
The girls refuse to get the free lunch at school.
Yeah.
So I make them the same lunch every day.
Mm-hmm.
And no variety.
And they don't eat the apples every day. Or they eat two of the apples.
Yeah. So it comes home.
Yeah.
A good portion of the lunch. And then I put it on the table.
Sometimes
they do.
And sometimes you'll mix it with other things. Like you'll grab some other things from the fridge or some other snacks or something that we're looking to get rid of. And they're sitting on the table. And those are called Edams.
Yes.
And... that's, if you want a snack, that's what you got to have. You got to have the Edams.
Yeah.
Like if you want to get something out of the cabinet, you have to pursue the Edams first.
Right.
Like the way to other snacks is through the Edams.
Mm-hmm.
Because those foods have already left the fridge. They've been allocated into society.
They've traveled.
They've returned home. They're not going to go back in a lunch and they're not going to go back in the fridge. Those are Edams. And then you came up with a jingle.
I can't remember.
I think I
came up with like 10.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
All
the
awful.
One that you told me first that stuck with me and I kind of added a little was eat 'em up, Edams. That's it.
Yeah.
Eat 'em up, Edams. Yeah.
They're out. You should eat them.
Eat 'em up, Edams. Or I think it went down. Eat 'em up, Edams. Or Edams, something. Oh, Edams. That was it. Eat 'em up, Edams. Yeah. Like it's kind of got like a.
There's a lot of variations.
Yeah. Eat 'em up, Edams. That's the point. And, you know, that's the entirety of the story right here. And if you have a bunch of eat 'em up, Edams in your life and you don't want them spilled.
We made eye contact. Then you need a munchie mug.
May I suggest to you the best spill-proof cup on the market for whatever your eat 'em up Edams are. I can think of. I mean, munchie mugs were made for Edams. Munchie mugs
Absolutely.
Are, again, best spill-proof cup on the market, guys. We're a big fan of munchie mug. Whatever you got that you don't want spilled, your kids' snacks especially, your Advil. I don't know what you got.
Tis the season.
Your Tylenol, your Advil, your Oops All Berries Advils. Whatever you got. Munchie Mug is the product for you. Made here in the USA. Variety of colors. Free shipping. Dishwasher safe. Go to munchiemug.com. Use promo code Don't Make Me. All one word. Don't Make Me to get 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug.
Making your life less messy.
I think you added a your, but that's I don't
I
mind.
I thought you were going to throw that stuffed animal at
well,
me.
Well, you know.
And I have a cup of coffee here.
You do. Make a cup of coffee. Sip-ums.
I'm going to stop.
Sip 'em up. Sip 'ems. All right. I've got another HHS here. This is from Carrie. Carrie, friend of the pod, patron. Mm-hmm. If you're not from a patron, way to get a little more. Get a little more. If you give a little more.
You get a little more.
You get a little more. You get discounts. You get. We've done like three ads in a row. You guys know what Patreon is. Check it out. But Carrie here is one of our patrons.
Yeah, but you might have missed the Zoom hang where we compiled a list of Christmas songs.
Yeah, and I think Carrie, I think she might have said Bublé. Was that her contribution? I don't remember.
I think it might... Pentatonics.
All right. Oh, yeah,
Pentatonics.
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 Yeah, I'm a little pent up on pentatonics, if you know what I mean.
All right, let's hear it for Carrie.
Hi, Dustin and Melissa. You want to hear holiday stories, holiday horror stories? I have one.
We have one.
That's what she said. About 5 or 6 years ago, I went to visit my uncle on Christmas morning on my way to see other family. It was only a year or two after my dad, his brother, passed away, so it was already an emotional Christmas day. It was milder weather than typical Massachusetts Christmas day and was rainy. My uncle's porch was old pressure-treated wood, which was very slippery when it was wet. A family member had made a cake for my uncle, which I was carrying. I mean, this is all coming together, Carrie.
Whoa.
Carrie was carrying a cake here. I took one step onto the slippery wet porch. And the next thing I knew, I was flat on my stomach and the cake was upside down on the porch.
Oh.
My uncle heard the noise, got the door about the same time I did, and asked if I fell. Yes, I did.
Did you fall?
Once I got in the house and composed myself as much as possible, I realized my shoulder really hurt. We iced it and continued on with our emotional visit. As the day went on, my shoulder felt worse. I iced it on and off all day. The next day, I couldn't move my arm. With a visit to urgent care, I learned my shoulder was fractured in two places. Thankfully, I didn't need surgery, just a sling for 8 weeks. In case you were wondering, the cake survived because it all landed on the foil she had over the top of the cake for transport. Thanks for keeping us laughing. Carrie.
At least you got to eat the cake.
At least you got to have the cake, you know?
That's awful.
She got the cake and ate it, too. I've never fully understood that expression.
I can't think of it either. Have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah. I think the idea there is that you want to have it, but also be able to eat it.
And keep having it.
Yeah. I guess that's what it is. It kind of makes sense. I've never fully understood it.
I've never dissected it.
Well, because you're like, what's the point of having a cake that you're not going to eat? Like, just having a cake, are you excited to have the cake for the social standing of having a cake? Or
I've got this cake.
the way that it makes you feel for having a cake. I don't understand this expression.
I don't either.
But I am sorry about your shoulder, Carrie.
Yes, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Again, ER trips, amazing. How many of
them? It's good when you can laugh at, but like when someone, you're laughing at someone else's expense, but they're laughing too.
Right.
Because they recovered from the shoulder injury.
Right. Carrie didn't.
No.
She still wears that sling. Have you not?
She wasn't. That was Damaris.
Have you not seen her in the Zooms?
No.
She wears that sling to this day.
No. Damaris had the sling on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Damaris. Right?
I tried.
You tried.
We tried three times.
You just have to say the cuss word. You have to say Damaris. That's how you say it.
Oh, and
her
I was
name.
Saying Aris, yeah. Not Arius.
Yeah.
Okay.
You made it sound like it was like an astrological sign.
Aquarius.
Aquarius, yeah. Age of Aquarius.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. We saw hair, so you know.
We're very cultured. We go to the theater.
It was an amphitheater.
It was outside. Anyways, a couple of the cast followed me on IG. It's fine. Okay, next email. Ready? This is the last holiday horror story. I think this is a holiday story based on the subject. It's room assignments at the holidays. So I'm assuming this is going to go holiday horror story. HHS.
Yeah.
This is from Amanda.
Okay.
A while back, my siblings and I each lived in different states and decided to go home for Christmas with my parents. The downside to all of us going home at once is my parents converted one of our childhood bedrooms into a craft room.
Yes.
So someone would be stuck on an air mattress. I love that as a craft room. Instead of insisting my single little brother take the air mattress, my sister and I agreed that room assignments would be determined by arrival order. Upon finding this out, my husband insisted on leaving well before dawn and only allowed one stop from Florida to North Carolina. Throughout the drive, we had a group text keeping tabs on each other's whereabouts, and my husband had minor road rage when we hit the traffic outside Atlanta. In the end, we made it second after my sister and brother-in-law and got a bedroom while my little brother ended up with the air mattress. Thankfully, my sister has moved back to our hometown, so no more reenactments of Mad Max Fury Road have to occur on Interstate 85. That's hilarious, Amanda.
That's so smart.
It is.
That kind of just happens, though, whenever you get like a Airbnb situation with family.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, they can go here.
Yeah.
You know, if you're there first.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very common.
You know what we have not done in a while is like stay at a place with a bunch of family, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything I'd want to do less.
Yeah, you've grown pretty accustomed to your privacy given your hotel life.
Well, I mean, not just that, Melissa. It's not like, what, would you look forward to it? You trying to share a house with everybody?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, don't put this on me. Stop. Just because I stay at hotels.
Stop.
I mean, am I a diva in a hotel? Yeah. I walk in, I turn it up to 75. And then when I go to bed, I turn it down to 65. Okay?
That's why we all have to pack sweatshirts when we go to hotels with you.
I steam up the bathroom. All right. I take a long time to get ready afterwards. I put on some music while I shower. You know
what?
You
have a cup of coffee at 5 as you get ready.
An hour before I'm on stage. An hour and a half. I have to, you know, I take it in. You know, a little...
Do your writing?
You know, well, I probably should be doing that more, but...
No. You write your set.
Yeah, yeah.
On a piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, take it in. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. You know what I mean. I'm just saying I don't want to
prepare.
I love our extended families. The idea of all being in the same place. Why?
You save money.
Pitch me.
That's why.
Is that it? That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because, 6 hotel rooms is expensive, whereas like 1 home. You know, it might be free.
Yeah.
No, you know, the last time we probably did it was in Crescent City. And when we slept on the couches.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is I'm like such a freaking masochist anyways that I'm just like, I guess we'll just take the worst sleeping scenario, you know.
Then we listen to the grandfather clock all night. God,
I just, boom, because boom, I can't,
boom.
I can't, if I know that I got something and somebody else is out of place and they might be mad at me, I couldn't sleep anyways, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I might as well just, I'll take the gravel. I know it's probably best that I'm outside, you know.
That's why you always take the cot at the hotel or the couch.
Yeah.
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 Because
not with our kids, I don't though.
Listening to someone else complain about a sleeping arrangement is far worse.
Oh no!
Than having
even
the bad sleeping arrangement.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I just know. I think that I'm at the age now where I was like, I couldn't sleep in that uncomfortable situation, but I also couldn't sleep if someone's like being a little catty or, you know, being unhappy or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just, we'll just take care of our own selves, and I'll make my kids sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
You know,
because you can handle that.
Yeah.
Do you remember one time in Crescent City, we slept in a children's bedroom?
I do. Yeah.
With a bunk bed.
I do remember this, yeah.
The 4 of us.
Uh-huh.
And my sister.
And your sister. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Everybody loves a good family stay. Everybody. My sister, who and I were texting about how we want, because she's about maybe at some point doing a meetup in SF, which is a good middle ground. A, it's my favorite city. B, it's an easy flight for them. C, it's easy. It's in, we would probably drive, let's be honest, but... it was a tough drive, but maybe we'd fly.
It's
but
a whole day.
It's a whole day. But anyways, I thought about it and I was like, yeah, 2 places.
It's a 12-hour day.
Well.
It's a 12-hour drive.
You had one bad drive.
I don't drive fast.
Yeah.
But yeah, 12-hour drive for me.
But the point being, I was like, yeah, you're 2, my 3, and kids. There's probably a dad situation in this. 5 hotel rooms. I'll stay. I'd stay at Alcatraz, honestly. then share with everybody. So, well, thank you for the holiday horror stories, everybody. That's actually a pretty good little tip there, Amanda. Thank you for that. Shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And Melissa, we got 10 minutes for you to hit me with these holiday tips.
You ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
So what's the premise here? This is...
Yes. So this lady writes on the internet. Uh-huh. Her name is HR Mom.
HR Mom.
Okay. So she works in HR.
HR Pickens.
And she has these kids.
Okay.
Okay. So here are her tips, her holiday tips.
I'm not going to lie. This is the first time I've ever like actually realized it. As you started there, I felt my shoulders go down.
I know.
And I felt my eyes glaze over. My eyes, I felt like they were the donuts going through the Krispy Kreme glaze.
You got glazed.
I don't think I've ever felt it that literally. I went down, you know, I've just been that aware. Maybe it's because since we've been working with Claire on her tics that were
where
like...
Where do you feel that in your body?
I am. I'm trying to think about why I feel, why I'm doing... What I'm feeling that makes me do what I do. Okay. And that was immense boredom.
Yeah.
And I felt my body just go, oh gosh, I hate this so much.
Okay. Well, maybe we should talk about our content.
What's
a meeting?
What's tip number one?
A podcast content meeting?
You know what? This has been a good episode. I brought 3 emails to the table. You brought
Our listeners brought the emails.
BuzzFeed article from HR Mom.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Maybe it's good. What are these tips?
It's called Simplify.
Simplify.
Simplify the holidays.
Oh,
you ready?
Gosh.
It's just bullet points. It's not even principles.
Sounds like an app to help you like with your...
Yeah, I'm sure it's an app.
Taxes.
Okay. Well, do you have to worry about your taxes?
No, but you kind of do, but you act like you really do. You make it seem like you do everything for our taxes, as if we don't have someone that does it for us. And you're like, oh, I gotta provide.
You know what? They always compliment me.
I've got to get my books in order. Yeah, they compliment you because they go, you know, this is a paid service and you did a lot of this work for us.
No, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. With taxes.
Those emails.
Yeah.
They're like, upload 1,000 documents.
I know
when
we go back to thinking about the decision that we incorporated, you just go like, "Man, was it worth it?" Show me the dollar amount that we saved through this because it was so much more work. But honestly, between me and you, I'm talking to the listeners right now. You guys, it's good to have something to keep Melissa busy.
I'm gonna kill you.
This is not part of the content. I'm so busy. Oh my gosh, I'm so stressed. I have so much going on. And it's good for her. You know, I'm talking Carrie, Amanda, Dan Harris, some of our regular listeners. I'm talking to you right now. It's good.
Really? You're the guy with voice?
HR Mom.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Order takeout. Simplify.
You've got to be kidding
me. Yes.
You've got to. This
Send
is the. Melissa.
Electronic gift cards.
Melissa, Joel could write this.
Well,
make the holidays less stressful was to order out. Is this sponsored by Uber Eats? This is the worst tip ever. This is so basic.
No, it's a great tip.
It is a great tip, but nobody needed to write that down.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Dustin, they did.
Melissa.
Okay, I'm going.
Stressed out moms have been ordering a pizza on Tuesdays.
No, but like on the holiday.
Yeah.
If you can't make,
shut
can't
up,
cook it.
Eat your pizza.
Watch your movie. Exactly.
What was number two? Number one is eat your pizza. Number two is shut up.
Send gift cards. Electronic gift cards.
For what? Christmas presents?
Gifts. This is how to simplify the holidays, Dustin.
Okay, the premise here is how to simplify the holidays.
Yeah.
So send electronic gift cards. That way, no one, when they get something from you, they'll have zero feeling about it whatsoever.
But they won't hate it.
Yeah, but they won't feel good about it.
I know, but not all of us are gift givers.
No, I mean, that is the
receivers.
Way. I've never been given a gift card that wasn't met with 100% apathy. Or, you know what? That's not true. One time, someone gave us a Nike one. Yeah. And that one was so specific, and it was for like $150. You're like, I mean, that's a lot of money. Like, that one I remember.
You can get two things at Nike for $150.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what you're buying.
Yeah.
I believe it was a gift from me from a promotion company that I worked really hard with and put a lot of hours in with. And Melissa spent 90 of the $150.
No, yes, you did. I got one shirt and you got something.
I said what I said. Shoes. Carrie, Amanda, Dan.
You going to take it up with them?
Damarius.
What?
I'm just naming.
All right. Should I continue?
Jesse, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, continue.
Okay. Draw names instead of buying gifts for every person in the extended family.
Yeah, that one's good. We've done that one.
Scratch the workplace white elephant exchange if no one wants to do it and go to a long lunch on the clock instead.
I love that.
That's pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The white elephant is a total wild card of a thing.
It kills 2 hours.
It's so long and it's always in. It had like a run where it was
like
good.
Our parents used to do it.
I don't mind a Secret Santa. I think Secret Santas are better. That's what the Croc did, because they would be like, here are things that I like, mm-hmm. and not just like grab random stuff.
I actually prefer white elephant because
really?
With gifts in general, I want no expectations and no payoff.
Yeah, but that's the
that's the way I like gifts.
The complete opposite of what you want out of relationships. The highest expectations and the deepest payoff.
Yes.
And you know what? You've been disappointed by gifts and relationships your whole life. So.
It's basically my mantra with like food too.
Yeah. But a Secret Santa.
And like restaurants.
You say, here are my interests. Here are the things I like. Here's some snacks. Like, I would always get like a pound of coffee. Or like 1 year, I got a cool Seahawks beanie. Like, there's stuff. It's easy. They're giving you something.
Yeah.
You know, but I get it.
I know.
But I'm like, just, I like
not
the idea.
Gift giver or just getter. Go.
Yeah. But you know what? You also don't like lunches. So maybe you wouldn't like this paid lunch out.
But I like hanging out with people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We haven't done a white elephant forever. I might not ever do one again.
We tried to get the canoeing team to do one.
Oh, yeah.
They revolted.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
In Canada, our coach told us this. They call it Nasty Christmas.
Oh.
He was like, what's white elephant?
Mm.
And we were like, it's a game where you exchange gifts. And he's like, that's Nasty Christmas.
Mm.
All right. Yeah. No, let's move on.
That's quite a name. That's quite a name.
Only put up half your holiday decorations. It's half the effort. That's blasphemy.
I'm not going to even comment on that one.
Use gift bags instead of wrapping paper.
Sure.
That's very
good.
Millennial.
Yeah.
You know, thing. Keep only the traditions that still serve your family well.
I like that.
And fill your bucket.
I like that.
We did the Nutcracker for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then
you're like, why are we doing this?
We're all
like
bored.
It. Yeah.
So we cut it.
Yeah. I agree with that. Which is why we're going to do the Dell this year and see if the family likes it.
Say no to things. Lots of things.
Yeah. 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 I like that.
And there you go. That's HR Mom's holiday simplifying tips.
Mm.
Yeah. I know. You came in with some,
well, the order
some
take
strong
out,
feelings.
The order takeout one was garbage. That's like one of the...
No, but that's because you don't prepare the meals.
No. I'm not critiquing it as an idea. I think it's a great idea. I'm saying that's like so basic, like that this isn't content that the world needs.
Well, I think she's giving,
and I say that as the host of this podcast.
I think she's giving people permission to
order.
Not
okay. I actually think there was some
Christmas
good stuff.
Dinner.
I like that. Yeah. I like that one a lot. I think that saying no to stuff is great, which is I've planned as I'm saying no to going to Gloria's recitals and No, you know what I'm saying no to this year for the first year in
what?
Forever. I mean, not counting COVID year. I don't have a New Year's gig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I have been offered some bad New Year's gigs.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not worth it.
You know, we have, I mean, last year in Appleton was fun because Joel went,
and Aaron
was there. And it was a good time and it was like a good hang. But that's an example of just going, I'll be home on New Year's, you know?
Yeah.
I will probably, it's like on a weekend, so I'll probably put in for LA. But then if we go to LA, then we'll go. That's a thing, you know, maybe. Okay. Do you like how I just said I said no to something? I was like, well, I mean, but I am trying to get some work still.
I was like, wait, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Backseaters, for not saying no to us this holiday. And thank you for time for us. We appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for not throwing a fit that it was a day late.
These things happen.
These things happen. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our highest tiered patrons. Thank you so much for your contribution and support of this podcast to Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, Dave Cox, Isaac Taran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, check them out on YouTube, and Jordan Cowan. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate, again, you and your support of this podcast. Thank you.